Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Reporter's Notebook.
This is Vicky Barker. The UN's 10th annual World Happiness Report, out today, finds Finland remains the happiest nation for the sixth straight year. Taliban-controlled Afghanistan is the least happy, so no surprises there, or in word that the USA ranks 15th. But here's the thing. Despite the fact that COVID killed millions and disrupted lives and livelihoods, it seems people are slightly happier and significantly kinder now than before the pandemic began. Maybe we had to descend deep into darkness to appreciate any glimmer of light. Also today, the UN's climate panel said we are running out of time to avert climate catastrophe. Wonder how the next happiness report will read. I'm Vicky Barker, CBS News.